Eternal God, as we come to you now in this service of worship and of prayer and of music, we pray that you will pour out your Spirit on our hearts and in our lives. Bless us and comfort us, for it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. It's my honor and privilege to present the speaker for this morning. Floyd Craig is the Deputy Director of the Governor's Office of Citizen Affairs and the Governor's Citizen Advocate. This office responds to citizens with complaints or requests. In any given year, there are quite a few. In 1979, they responded to over 16,000 calls or letters. He is assigned to find out ways that state government can be more responsive to the citizens. Prior to his work with the Governor's Office of Citizen Affairs, he was a senior public relations and communications executive for the Christian Life Commission of the Southern Baptist Convention. And prior to his work with them, he was the director of public relations for the Oklahoma Baptists. He received his bachelor's degree from Oklahoma Baptist University, his Bachelor of Divinity from Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary, and has written several books published by Broadman Press. Christian Communications Handbook and How to Communicate with Single Adults are two of those books. He and his wife, Ann, live in Youngsville. But more than that, he's my boss and my good friend and my companion in ministry. And so we will look forward to hearing him after the anthem.
It's not altogether a pleasure to be here. To voluntarily, or to submit voluntarily to the possible slings and arrows of academia and the accusations of daily chapel watchers and attenders may suggest to you my level of insanity, and I'm not suggesting, however, people who do appear here who have a touch of insanity, but only to plead for a kindly spirit of those who have come to study or to do other things. I notice there are a few friends here in this audience. I'd like to return someday and have maybe a faculty gridiron and maybe share views about the Tom Bland method of cleaning off his desk with a garbage sack. That's one we'll need to look at, or maybe Bill Clemens and Bob Dale's secrets from the Sunday School Board and other things like that. But I won't take that privilege. Maybe there'll be another time for that. As stated in the introduction, I do work for the governor of North Carolina. I might add that many seminary-related people have served and are currently serving in the Governor's Office of Citizen Affairs as citizen advocates. From this seminary, as a matter of fact, many were faculty, and some students are serving as citizen advocates. We've had several citizen advocates who come from as interns from various universities over the area. And Jim Scarborough is the first intern from Southeastern Seminary, and I'm extremely grateful for Southeastern for beginning an internship program in the governor's office. And Jim is setting a high standard of performance for all who follow him, and I'm indebted to him, our staff is indebted to him, for assisting us 3 days a week in the governor's office, and I'm personally grateful that he is there, and I appreciate his introduction this morning. One of the tasks which is my pleasure to handle for the governor is to respond to citizens who seek the governor's help with their problems. The matters range from drainage problems to a prisoner who feels that his life or her life is endangered. Everyday citizens seem to seek out the governor by letter and by phone and in person. And those who do somehow believe that the governor should do something, should not do something, can do something, will do something. Occasionally somebody will write and express thanks or even hostility for something the governor did or did not do. What is amazing to me and to those who serve with me is the number of people who do call the governor, who want the governor to solve some question they feel he can answer. It's clear that many people feel the governor can do almost anything, that he has almost godlike attributes, and so they come see him, they write him letters, they contact him. It has occurred to me that for this occasion, 15 to 17 minutes I've been warned, that it would be in order for me to take this opportunity to write my own letter, not to the governor, but to God, on behalf of the seminary and its citizens, and toss in a few of my own requests at the same time. It seems appropriate to make known the contents of this letter to this body, the citizens of Southeastern Seminary, since you're the nearest thing I know to God. And from all I understand, your business is indeed to contact and make contact with God at various times and sometimes at all times. You're reading and talking about God and telling others to act like God and even occasionally acting like God. So as God's representative, even as I am the governor's representative officially, I know you'll receive this letter in a godlike manner. Be faithful in helping the request to get answered, like I'm asked every day. So here goes. Dear God, I don't want to be presumptuous to speak for anyone but myself, but I'm writing you about matters that have come to my mind about this place and these friends. First of all, you've done an absolutely beautiful job on the trees this year. The pressure of my work doesn't seem so intense after shuffling through your leaves here at this place. An extra day of this fall's brilliance would certainly be appreciated. The big trees around here seem almost like friendly grandfathers, and I hope you aren't embarrassed by my talking to them occasionally. Keep people from carrying me off when I do. I know you had a lot to do with the buildings and the people who are here now, and those who have come and those who've gone. I'm not the best judge of campuses, but your subcontractors seem to have done fairly well in making this place a place of beauty. I notice not all the buildings bear names. Perhaps it was an oversight that the place where your citizen women are living is still nameless. Maybe you could push that along. A name like Lottie Moon, Annie Armstrong, or Lou Lottie would do. Whatever the name, if it could be a woman's name, it would seem fitting. Now a word about the citizens of this place. God, some have come to this place for indoctrination and others for self-discovery, as Dr. Scales of Wake Forest University said here recently. Some are here to confirm the past, others here to reject it. Some are here to see through their windows with more clarity, others to find their Christian niche, either inside the professional church or outside the steepled walls. Some have come to this place to pay the price of disciplined study, to begin to know truth or what it isn't. Others have yet to break the afternoon television soap opera and cartoon habit. Some have come to be invigorated by new ideas. Others seem frightened by the questions unlike their own. But maybe the whole variety of reasons for people being here is your demonstration to us that you accept us all, whoever we are. If that's so, thank you for the demonstration. Also, God, I want to thank you for those citizens who are known as teachers and those who help to make the learning process possible, alias the administration. They're the best example of all that you accept everybody. Certainly no two are alike. But to the person, if this unique cadre of collected wisdom, to that every person, give them protection to search for your truth, to probe for the unthinkable, to question the barnacles of Baptist tenets, or any view that may impede the Christian faith without fear of reprisal or alienation. And further protect them so they can test the faith you have entrusted to them to live out in this place. And help those who need it to put their class lectures on fresh paper. Never allow long or short tenure to rob them of the courage to be challenged or to challenge, or even to be repotted. So their product, their word, and insights will reflect that they have wrestled with the problems of being people of integrity, and at the right time give them the badge of faithfulness. God, if it pleases you, give this lovable, unlovable, each with their own personality twist group every ounce of patience and grace possible to put up with those who would question their vocation, their calling, their interpretation of Scripture, the grades they give, the questions they raise, and yes, even their criticisms. And by the way, God, give them sharper wits to ask tougher questions. Now, God, a word about those who are here, for whatever reason, as students, the honored person. There seems to be a difference of opinion on the part of students, citizens of this place, about what this place and the people here are to do for them or to them. Some have even expressed that this time of the day, this very time, is not spiritual enough. Others have suggested that it is not intellectually stimulating enough. Neither will be satisfied today, God. But occasionally satisfy both opinions. But God, I must say, from my limited vantage point, you have done, like you've done with the trees, an extraordinary job of bringing this group together. The possibilities of these selected citizens is almost goosebumply. The hope and sparkling sensitivity and creativity seems to erupt at times and at places and with a frequency that is unsettling and reassuring of your presence. There are those who've come to learn and even now are struggling to be disciplined in their search for their place and truth. Their determination and drive for excellence must send a chill down the devil's spine. And yet, God, there is still anxiety, fear, frustration, loneliness, and isolation, and yea, even some withdrawal from the ache of this planet Earth, just like everywhere else. God, there is a need for those who seem to say to their spouses, quote, God and I will grow closer together while you and I grow further apart, end of quote. And when a spouse is expected to accept without question the call of the other for their own, and because it is never uncovered and dealt with, the family, the people, seem headed for fracture 10 years from now. And God, you will understand this since you made us like you did. There are a lot here who don't have a husband or a wife and get an unspoken message from some that they are somehow imperfect, unacceptable within the SBC scheme of things. Some may have even accepted the notion that life is nothing but one cold shower after another. Help them to know that they're not imperfect and that you understand. And God, we seem occasionally to hate people who hate people. Help us to know better how to love those who we have just labeled a fundamentalist or a liberal. Help us to know that it may be, for citizens here, more important to build community and integrity among the household of faith than it is to beat someone into submission over a particular view of Scripture. Remind us that if we can't live peaceably with brothers and sisters here, where can we? And God, we seem at times a little short of gratitude. Remind us this is a unique and special place where one can understand the book, the blessed hope, in different and expanded ways than was understood back home, and where someone somewhere else has even paid for the luxury of being here and paid for us too. jog our memories that we do eat better and sleep in more safety than 95% of the world's people. And you know better than we that we gripe a lot when we seem, and somehow we seem to have a better grasp on the negative than we have a fix on the potential of even our own colleagues. God, give us just a touch of cynicism, but keep it from capturing our souls. Keep us from being bored with bold missions, even when we don't seem to see all that's bold. Give us credit for our attempts at being involved in your world, and at times when we have risked acting like you and it didn't work out at all. God, if it's not asking too much, give the citizens of this seminary a vision of what they can be at their best. And God, for heaven's sakes, and perhaps for every citizen of this campus, help us not to be so concerned with religious machinery and the squeaks of the cogs of the church that we forget the smell of burning flesh from Auschwitz and Dachau and the body odor of 1,600 prisoners being warehoused at Central Prison in Raleigh and 1,000 other places like it, or the sound of B-1s or MX being built, and the chatter of machine guns that produced the death of Anwar Sadat, or feel the hard hands of a farmer whose crop has just failed in North Carolina, or the sight of two small children and a too young mother receiving notice that they no longer are eligible for either food stamps or a relief check, and the fright on the face of a businessman when he's laid off for the very first time in his life. So there you have my letter, God, incomplete as it is. At best, we do long for community, a community in which we can support one another. We really do want to make a difference, God. Forgive us for not always believing that you believe in us. As we are in this place, at times the light we have seems like a one-cell battery, but help us to be faithful to the glimmer we have. I send this letter to you because your Son, my Savior, Jesus Christ, encouraged me to do so. Sincerely, P.S. As you can see, this letter has been transmitted to those who can help respond to it. I know you will be relieved. You won't have to worry about some of this. Thank you.